Unit 5, page 42. Exercise 1.
Welcome back, folks. Today we are talking about extreme weather events and how you can help a community affected by one of these events. Ken, can you start by telling us what causes extreme weather events?
Yes, of course. Extreme weather is always caused by interactions between heat, air, and water. There are many different types of extreme weather, such as tornadoes, heat waves, and snowstorms. These events can be very dangerous for people living in the affected areas, and they can also cause a lot of damage to buildings. This is exactly what happened in our town, and that's what brought us here today.
Can you tell us a little more about what happened?
Well, last month we experienced a severe hurricane that brought heavy rain, thunder and lightning.
I see.
It caused a lot of flooding and damage to buildings. Some people lost their homes and all of their possessions. Luckily, though, nobody was hurt.
And that brings us to why we are here. We're holding a charity drive in the town hall on Saturday. It starts at 2 p.m. and finishes at 9 p.m. We're collecting things for the families that lost everything. Instead of giving money, people can donate clothes for adults and children, or blankets and pillows. These can be new or second-hand items, but we ask that they are clean and in good condition.
Can I also add that we will have entertainment and food too? There will be interviews with the local heroes who helped so many people that day, and the school choir are also going to perform at 8 o'clock.
That sounds great. Anything else to add?
Yes. Remember that by giving these things to people who need them, you are also helping the environment by recycling your own unwanted items.
Great point. Thanks for coming in, Sophia and Ken. That's all we have time for today.